Title: Swingin' High Hats in Ableton Beginner. Alright, let's talk about one of the biggest why doesn't my beat feel like drum and bass yet. Problems: stiff hi-hats, because at 172 BPM, even if your sounds are good, if your hats are perfectly robotic, the whole loop feels flat. Swing is that secret sauce that makes hats feel rolled, alive, and like they're pulling the track forward without falling out of time. In this lesson, we're building a simple but legit rolling D&B top loop, and you'll learn how to use Ableton's Groove Pool in a beginner-friendly way, how to split swing across layers, and how to keep the snare feeling like the anchor while the hats do the dancing. Let's do it. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack. Then load three hat sounds if you can. A closed hat, something short and tight. An open hat, also not too long. And optionally, an air or a ghost hat. A thin, noisy hat works really well for this. Tiny coaching tip. In drum and bass, hats need space. If your hats are super long and washy, they'll fight your snare crack and your bass, and your groove will feel blurry. So short, punchy hats are your friend. Now, step 1. We program a straight grid first. This is important. Swing is basically bending a straight feel. If you start with a messy pattern, you won't know what the groove is actually doing. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 1/16, and place closed hats on every 1/16 note across the whole bar. Just a steady tick 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 all the way through. For velocity, don't max it out. Start around 70 to 90. We'll shape it more later. Now add open hats as accents. A classic beginner pattern is open hats on them offbeats. In Ableton's time display that might look like 1.2, 1.4, 2.2, 2.4, and so on through the bar. Shorten those open hat note lengths so they don't wash over everything. Velocity-wise, open hats can be a little stronger, like 85 to 110 depending on the sample. At this point, it might sound a bit stiff. Good, that's the before picture. Now step 2. Groove pool swing, the clean Ableton way. Show the groove pool. The shortcut is Command-Option-G on Mac or Control-Alt-G on Windows. In the browser, go to Grooves. Look for Swing 16 grooves as a starting point. There are also MPC-style 16 swings, which can be heavier. At drum and bass tempo, heavier swing can get weird fast, so we'll use it carefully. Drag a Swing 16 groove into the groove pool. Now click your hat clip. In the clip view, find the groove chooser and select that groove. Here's where the magic is, and where beginners usually go too far. In the groove pool, you'll see a few main controls. The big one is timing. This is essentially how much swing. For drum and bass, a safe starting range is about 10 to 25%. Start at, say, 15%. Hit play. You should feel the hats start to lean and roll a bit, like they're not just marching straight forward. Next, add a tiny bit of random. Think of random like humanization. For D&B hats, keep it small. 2 to 6% is plenty. If you crank random to like 20%, at 172 BPM it stops sounding human and starts sounding like the drummer fell down the stairs. So keep it polite. Velocity in the groove can also change dynamics, but this is optional. If your samples already have character, keep groove velocity low, maybe 0 to 15%. And bass usually stays at 1/16 for these swing 16 grooves. That basically means the groove is designed to affect a 16th note feel. Coach note, swing is always relative to your grid. A 16 swing groove assumes your main rhythm is built on 16ths. If you start throwing in tons of 1/32 flicks or triplets, don't swing the entire world. Groove the main 16th hat layer first. Then add your faster notes manually afterward. Now do a quick reality check I want you to remember forever in D&B. It's called the snare anchor check. Mute everything except kick and snare, plus the hats. Listen to whether the snare still feels like the obvious time anchor. If your hats are swung so much, or so loud, that the snare doesn't feel like the boss anymore, pull the swing back or lower the hats. In drum and bass, the snare is king. Hats are the motion around it. Cool. Step 3. Commit, or don't. Right now, your groove is non-destructive. That's awesome, because you can swap grooves and tweak amount instantly. I recommend leaving it uncommitted while you're still choosing samples and building the beat. But once it feels right, commit it so you can do surgery. To commit, select the clip. Then in the groove pool, click commit. Now the MIDI notes actually move in the piano roll. That's when you can delete specific late notes that feel wrong, tighten a couple hits, or copy a great feeling bar into an arrangement. And a micro timing warning, if you start manually moving hits more than about 20 milliseconds at this tempo, It stops sounding like swing and starts sounding like mistakes unless you're intentionally going for messy. Jungle shuffle. Keep nudges small. Now step four is where your groove starts sounding more professional fast. Different swing for different hat layers. Because one of the most common mistakes is swinging everything equally. That usually sounds kind of one-dimensional. We'll create multiple lanes. Lane 1 is your main closed hats. This lane should be relatively tight. Try groove timing around 10 to 18%. It should drive the track. Lane 2 is a ghost or air hat layer. Duplicate your clip, but route it to your thinner, noisier hat sound. Now this layer can have more swing and more random because it's meant to be felt more than clearly heard. Try timing around 18 to 35% and random around 4 to 10%. Turn the velocities way down, like 30 to 60. You want it tucked. And here's a super practical move. Delete a few ghost hits around the snare so it breathes. Especially right before the snare, you often want less hat energy so the snare punches through. Lane 3 is your open hats. Open hats often work better nearly straight or with very mild groove. Try timing anywhere from 0 to 12%. This audio version is shortened for playback.